occurring within the semestral break and recognized as holy days are the feasts of All Saints, November 1, and the Feast of All Souls, November 2. The former are the men and women proclaimed by the Church as saints in heaven. The latter are those who are undergoing purification in purgatory. All Saints' Day used to be known as Feast of All Martyrs, in particular, the nameless martyrs of the first three centuries during the persecution of the Church by the pagan emperors. This was celebrated at first on the first Sunday after Pentecost, sometime in the month of May. Pope Saint Boniface IV, in the 7th century, rebuilt the Pantheon, which used to be dedicated to all pagan gods. Boniface IV buried there instead the bones of many martyrs. The Pantheon was a gift to the Church from Emperor Phocas. The Feast of All the Martyrs of the Faith, all proclaimed as saints, was transferred to November 1st when Pope Gregory III in the 8th century dedicated a new chapel in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. This time, it celebrated not only the martyrs, but all saints. The celebration of All Saints in November 1 was extended to the Universal Church in the 9th century by Pope Gregory IV. Not all of the saints are given a day each in the year to celebrate his or her feast. And so the designation of one day for all of them was a practical and pastoral disposition. Our church history is filled with stories of heroic faith of disciples of Christ. Their lives of faithfulness to Christ and of holiness serve as models for the Christian community. November 1 is a memorial day, especially for the many unnamed, unknown, or unrecognized saints, inhabitants of heaven. The Feast of All Saints in November 1 compensates for the deficiency in our celebration of the saints' feast during the year. On November 2, we celebrate the souls of all our beloved dead, friends and loved ones, and also the forgotten ones. The catacombs in Rome attest to the early practice of praying for the dead. The persecuted Christians would gather in the catacombs to pray for their dead with the belief that their prayers could somehow help the souls of their departed and thus deliver them from the state of purgatory. Saint Paul prayed for the deliverance of his friend Onesiphorus. You will find this in the first letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 18. The fathers of the church, likewise, developed the concept of purgation of sin through fire after death. The purification of the elect is called purgatory. The church believes that there is purification of believers prior to entering heaven, and that prayers and masses of the faithful benefit those in the state of purgation. The church has no official teaching as to the place and duration and exact nature of this purification. All Souls' Day is an opportunity to remember, to pray for, and offer masses for our departed in the state of purification. In the Philippines, It is an occasion to visit the cemeteries where our dead are resting until the final call. There has arisen a custom also of bringing food for the dead, but this has a pagan origin. In the Philippines, the custom includes the putting of lights and ornamentals to decorate the graves of relatives. However, more important, of course, are the prayers and masses offered for our deceased.